Truth, a Precious Treasure, January 28. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. The truth is precious. It has wrought important changes upon the life and character, exerting a masterly influence over words, deportment, thoughts, and experience. The religion of Jesus Christ never degrades the receiver. If it finds men and women earthly, common, coarse, unkindly in words, harsh in speech, selfish and self-caring, truth received in the heart commences its purifying, refining process. In words, in dress, in all our habits, there is seen reformation and those things that please God. Then all the world may see its influence in the transforming process. Truth refines the taste and sanctifies the judgment. It elevates and ennobles, and is silently and constantly doing its leavening work till the whole being is cleansed and made a vessel unto honor, under the operation of the Holy Spirit, to make the receiver of truth fit for the society of pure and sinless angels. A salvation which was purchased for humanity at such an infinite cost should be held in the most precious vessel by every believer. That which is of such value should ever be highly regarded and not cheapened and made common by the coarseness and roughness retained by those who receive the truth. Truth as it is in Jesus is not cold and lifeless and formal. Truth is full of warmth, of evidence from the presence of Jesus. We have a message to bear to the world. It involves a cross. The truths are unpleasant because they require self-denial and self-sacrifice. Then how essential that those who bear the truth, as they speak the truth faithfully, shall by every word and act show that the love of Christ moves them. Truth is always lovely, and those who live the truth as it is in Jesus should study how to present the truth so that its loveliness may appear. Treasure the truth above everything, sell it not for any price.